This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Offman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Coming up tomorrow on the show, it's Wednesday, so that means we should have Clinton Yates. Also working on a couple of other fun things. I can already tell you that later on in the week, Evan Washburn is going to join us 5 o'clock on Friday. CBS sideline reporter will be on the call for the game this weekend. He's going to go have all their production meetings, and then he'll join us then. Dan Pizzuto joins us for his weekly visit on Thursday. Again, Yates should be with us tomorrow, so plenty of good guests and obviously plenty of fun that we'll have throughout this week as we get ready for Commanders and Panthers. Right now, though, it is time to rank every team in the NFL, see what neighborhood they belong in. It is time, Anthony, for our NFL tier rankings. Yes. Yes, indeed. And the key question for this week is, do the Washington Commanders belong in the prime contender category? I think first, quickly, let's take care of everybody else in prime contenders. That way we understand what neighborhood the Commanders would need to live in. Because I do think that's an important thing here. The criteria for prime contender is, would we be surprised if the team that we're discussing winds up in the Super Bowl? And in order to do that, they're going to have to go through the other teams in the category. Would we be surprised if they beat two of the following in the playoffs? First, quickly, AFC teams. Chiefs, Ravens, Texans. That's who we had up last week. I think they all proved Texans, you know, beat the pants off the Patriots. Chiefs won, or Chiefs had a bye, whatever they did. They still haven't lost, and the Ravens beat the Commanders. So all the AFC teams, check, check, check.
Yes, sir.
All right. The Detroit Lions. Jerry, you thought you could distract us with your little radio snafu today about what happened to your football team? No, you lost 47-9 to the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions, even though they lost Aiden Hutchinson. That part, not funny. That part sucks. But Lions, shickety check, they get to stay. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. The Minnesota Vikings, they had a bye week. So what are we supposed to do here? Nothing.
Yeah.
They stay. The Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers. They won fairly handily. Cool. They get to stay. Nobody dropped some prime contenders this week. That's the first time that's happened in a while.
Nope.
All right. So, with that said, puncher's chance teams with a chance to go up. I don't think the Bills winning by three is very convincing over a Jets team that's a nightmare. They stay. Eagles, they're lucky if we don't drop them. The Cowboys, we might come back to them and drop them. We're gonna come back to the Eagles and Cowboys. Buccaneers, they did put up 50. Do they need to go up?
No, they just got to get healthy. When they get healthy, and they did get Winfield back, who else did they get back? They got somebody else back.
I think the Saints are not very good.
The Saints or the Bucks?
The Saints.
So
putting up a 50-burger on them is not impressive.
Yeah.
They put 50 on an NFL team.
But Baker didn't have all that good. He threw three picks.
It was threw four touchdowns.
Well, that too. But I think that speaks to, you know, why he maybe should stay, or they should stay here at Puncher's Chance.
Fair enough. Atlanta Falcons. They beat the ever-living crap out of the Carolina Panthers. I think that the Falcons are one or two wins away.
Yeah, I think we need to see just a tad bit more. That was the first complete game that they've played defensively, offensively. Kyle Pitts even came alive. I think one or two good performances, they might have a case, Craig.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
They lost
to the Cowboys 2 weeks ago. Beating the Raiders doesn't do it for me. That doesn't atone for that sin.
I think they stay here.
I agree. And also, they're going to tinker with their quarterback situation,
that
as we'll
too.
Talk about coming up at 6:30. The Seahawks, they lost. The Niners, do we need to move them back up? We kind of said whoever wins between the Niners and the Seahawks needs to be considered.
I'm just still not.
They put up a billion points.
Yeah.
The Seahawks are, who do the Niners have this week? We're not supposed to do this.
They play the Chiefs.
But it's our rules. Okay, well, if they beat the Chiefs.
Oh, no brainer.
Then
but I think they're
going to
lose.
Yeah, I do think they'll probably lose as well.
But you got to win those you got to win those big games.
But I'll tell you what, I kind of put them in exactly what we're about to do with the Commanders.
Okay.
You go. Especially is it to Kansas City? No, the game's at San Francisco.
Yeah.
You compete against the Chiefs without Christian McCaffrey, you're in. So San Francisco 49ers, asterisk for next week. So do the Washington Commanders, after going toe-to-toe with Baltimore, ultimately falling short but being within one score most of the game, and when they got down two scores, they were able to come back and get within one score. Do they belong in prime contenders? That is the question. Do we think that the Washington Commanders would be a surprise team to make the Super Bowl based off how they're playing right now?
I think they would be a surprise, but I feel as though the defense has got to figure some things out. I'm not going to say we have no corners, but
I don't even think the corner is the biggest problem. I think the pass rusher is a bigger problem than the corner.
You think so?
Yeah, because they're related.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. If the pass rush isn't getting there, then it's going
to
be
the lack of a consistent pass rush and the ability to, in certain situations, just be like, if we dedicate one extra guy to protection, we are going to be able to, and we feel like we know the calls. Like, I think it's something that's important to remember is, like, coaches get better too. Joe Witt Jr. is a first-time play caller, and I think there's a couple times that showed up this year. That's not me saying, like, Joe's bad at it. He's had a couple of phenomenal games, a couple of great moments. I think he's really been dialed in at certain times, but, like, Todd Monken got him a couple times on Sunday, and Lamar, frankly, got him a couple times. But it's easier to do that when you're Baltimore and you have all of the weapons and you have all these guys. I mean, they can get Mark Andrews in a one-on-one. They got Isaiah Likely on Michael Walker at one point. They're running Zay Flowers against literally everyone across the field one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And a lot of teams can't do that because, you know, Joe Witt calls man, okay, we're going to man up and they'll be fine against the very best in the league with a quarterback who's super accurate and locked in like he was on Sunday and is great at leading guys on these crossing routes. Like, he's throwing perfect ball after perfect ball. And you have to slow down your rush because you're terrified of getting out of a lane and letting him run. Like, there's just too much to account for. And there's Logan talked about this morning in a way that was really smart, and I want to get into this a little bit more tomorrow. Like, it's so easy when you watch film to be like, oh, well, he should have done that. Well, when you're playing, you don't know what the play is going to be. So if you're a safety, let's say, and you have a run fill responsibility, okay, it's easy to say, well, that safety's got to get in that gap. But he might be also thinking, I got a pass responsibility. And by the way, I have to be a little extra alert, a little bit slow to that first run responsibility, because if Lamar pulls this thing, I got to get and hustle my butt to the backside. And so it's not just like, hey, this run could go either way based off of where the running back starts to go and where the guard pulls or whatever your normal keys are. They could do everything one way that tells you to flow, let's say, to the right, and Lamar pulls it and him and one lead blocker go to the left. And you got to get back to the other side of the field. And by the way, again, you're still thinking of your pass responsibility. So it's really hard to actually play defense against a Baltimore team and be clean and sound in your assignments because there's so much to think about. And I think the problem that I have for Washington is the ways that you blow that up or you just dominate one-on-one. And both at the corner, at the pass rusher position, they don't have the guys that can blow up those situations. And that makes it really hard for me to say currently that they belong in the same conversation as the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Lions, the Vikings, the Packers, and the Texans. I do not think that if they played this weekend against any of those teams on a neutral field, certainly away, and probably even at home, that I would pick Washington in any of those games. Maybe Minnesota I'd think about, but that's because I think Minnesota plays with a high level of variance and they haven't actually had a varying result yet. They've won every single game. And they're definitely due for a couple between Sam Darnold's up and downness and the just absurdly aggressive defense that Brian Flores plays. Like, eventually that thing's going to blow up in his face in a big way in one or two games this year. I still think they're good enough that they'll win way more than they lose. But I honestly don't think, like, if they go up, they have the least expensive, the least nicest house in that neighborhood. And I think that means they probably just shouldn't go up yet. I think the other part of this that makes it hard, the way we ask the question, is a little bit silly. Anytime a rookie quarterback wins in the playoffs, that is totally breaking away from NFL history. I'm not going to put that. I think it's worth pointing out every couple of weeks to say, hey, if the Commanders make a run in the playoffs behind a rookie quarterback, that is incredibly rare. So that does kind of infiltrate the, do the Commanders, like, would it be surprising if they made the Super Bowl? Yes, because rookie quarterbacks don't win in the playoffs. CJ Stroud last year gets one, but like winning multiple games? No, not a thing that happens. But just based off their how they're playing right now, they are right on the verge. But I think the weaknesses were exposed enough that they belong with the nicest house, if you will, in puncher's chance and still not quite up in prime contenders.
Couldn't have said it any better, Craig.
Okay, that's good because we're out of time for this segment. But we have to say, Cowboys, Eagles, do you get to stay in the neighborhood or are we sending you down much closer to Poopsville? But first, I'm sure Wawa's thrilled about this. First, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.